Chapter 3. Wealth Secrets of the Robber Barons. The Superyacht. John Pierpont Morgan, hereafter Pierpont Morgan to distinguish him from his bank, J.P. Morgan, cut a larger-than-life figure. He stood more than 6 feet tall, weighed over 200 pounds, and suffered a permanent skin condition that so disfigured his nose that a Russian finance minister advised him to have it surgically corrected. England's Queen Alexandra recommended a treatment involving electric shocks, which Morgan did try, but to no effect. Today, the condition would be treated with lasers. Morgan's portrait photographer, Edward Steichen, called the nose a sick, bulbous mass in the center of his face and retouched the photographs. A children's rhyme of the day included the line, "Johnny Morgan's nasal organ has a purple hue." More charitably, a mistress said, "One forgets his nose entirely after a few minutes." Morgan also had a walrus mustache, wore a top hat, carried a mahogany cane, and chain-smoked Cuban cigars. When he was 70 years old, his doctor demanded that he reduce consumption to 20 per day. Pierpont Morgan became, if not a head of state, the uncrowned king of American finance. The Kaiser sent a life-size bust as a gift. This was wisely misplaced in 1914. England's King Edward VII stopped by Morgan's London pied-à-terre for iced coffee and was reportedly impressed, although he felt the setting too cramped to display Morgan's vast personal art collection, Rembrandt, Van Dyck, Gainsborough, to good effect. After meeting Morgan in 1905, Pope Pius X noted with regret, "What a pity I did not think of asking Mr. Morgan to give us some advice about our finances." When, years later, Morgan's reputation was besmirched, Joseph Stalin took it upon himself to defend the man. "We Soviet people learn a great deal from the capitalists. Morgan, whom you characterize so unfavorably, was undoubtedly a good, capable organizer." Morgan's first yacht was the Corsair. At the time of its construction in 1882, it was the largest and most advanced yacht in the United States, combining steam power with schooner rigging and a hull of iron. Later models, there were two more in Morgan's lifetime, were made of steel. It was built for speed.